in fitness, you do want to push yourself, so don't get me wrong, but you just want to do it safely. Otherwise, you'll end up with an injury, you'll be out for 6 months, and then you're back to square one, and nobody wants that. Everyone, welcome back. Today, I just want to jump right into today's topic because, after all, this podcast is supposed to be about quick hitting information as far as nutrition and fitness goes. So, I want to talk about muscle soreness today, and we'll talk a little bit about whether or not it's a good thing if you're sore after a workout and how to ease the pain of muscle soreness if you have it. It is a normal thing to have some soreness after a workout. But if your muscles are overworked to the point where you feel so sore, like that type of soreness where it makes it painful to sit down in your chair or to walk up the stairs or down the stairs or up or down a hill, nobody wants that. That's a little too extreme. So we're going to talk about how to avoid that. For example, as far as an example of this extreme soreness, the other day I moved apartments and it was nothing crazy. We were just moving to a different apartment in the same complex, and my apartment complex didn't have anything to help us move. They didn't have any dollies, they didn't have any carts, nothing. So we had to single-handedly carry everything across the complex. And that includes our furniture, like in the mattresses, the box springs, the couch, because we didn't know this until it was like literally time to move. Because when we moved in before, they did have things to help us. So we just assumed they were still there. And we were wrong to assume that. But anyways, long story short, my back and my biceps were on fire by the end of the day. 5 hours straight of work, and still, like 2 days later, they were still hurting pretty bad. They're feeling a little bit better today, so that's good. But that's what I mean by overworking the muscles to kind of an extreme fatigue. It's completely normal to be a little sore, especially given the current circumstances with a lot of people just starting to get back into the gym. They're just starting to lift weights again. And it's been a while since we've done that. So just a side note with that, if that is you and you're getting into the gym again and you haven't been there in a while, be sure to be careful. You probably won't want to pick up right where you left off as far as weight goes. Unless you had some sort of home gym and you had the ability to lift weights, just take it easy so you don't injure yourself getting back into it. But that's a whole nother podcast episode that we could talk about. Maybe I'll do the next episode on that, kind of transitioning back into the gym. But anyways, back to talking about soreness. It's completely normal to be a little sore, like I said, but to be sore to the point that it feels debilitating is not. To be uncomfortably sore 3 days after a workout is typically a sign of DOMS. It's called delayed onset muscle soreness, which often means basically you just overdid it. Consistently overdoing it makes it harder for your body to recover and easier for injuries to occur. So the question then becomes, how do you make sure you don't overdo it? And this is a great question, because sometimes we don't even need to be necessarily lifting heavy weight or doing anything crazy to be this sore or to realize that you overdo it. It can really be as simple as you did a movement for the first time that you haven't done ever and that your body isn't used to, and bam, there's this crazy soreness for like the next 3 days that you can't walk. For example, the first time I ever did a 1 1/4 goblet squat, I did nothing too crazy. I think 3 sets of 10 body weight ones, so no other weight, and I couldn't walk for like 5 days. And I specifically remember walking downhill, which really engages your quads a lot, and which with each step I was like practically crying, like I was fighting back tears. Every time my foot hit the ground, pain would just shoot up my quads, and I knew I overdid it. It wasn't like a pain, I felt like I was injured, it was just I was so extremely sore. And you need to learn your boundaries. Just because you aren't sore the next day doesn't mean you didn't get a good workout in. So I'm going to say that again. Just because you aren't sore doesn't mean you didn't get a good workout in. In fact, it probably means you got an appropriate workout in for your body. Your soreness level does not correlate with the quality of your workout. It just means you overworked your muscles. A lot of the times we can tell when our muscles get to a point of too much. When I was, for example, going back to moving day, carrying my mattress, that was the very last thing, but my grip was shot. My shoulder and my back muscles were just hanging on by a thread, and I kept having to put the mattress down and regroup because my muscles were literally failing and I needed to stop, but I couldn't, or I wouldn't have a bed to sleep in that night. But if you're working out, that's your cue. Like, my muscles cannot take this anymore. I need to stop. Most of the time, when I get this sore, it is by accident. Like, when I run outside, because I don't do it very often, my quads will really light up and they get a little bit sore. But it's really important to learn your limits. In fitness, you do want to push yourself, so don't get me wrong, but you just want to do it safely. Otherwise, you'll end up with an injury, you'll be out for 6 months, and then you're back to square one, and nobody wants that. So if you do end up accidentally so sore that it hurts, don't keep working the same muscle groups right away. Give them the time to rest and fully recover. Your muscles do create little tears in them when you work out, and then they rebuild and repair themselves, and that's how your muscles grow. But if you never give them the time to repair themselves, you're self-sabotaging your own results, basically. So let them recover. Anyways, moving on, let's talk about some ways to help with muscle soreness, because inevitably, if you're starting on a health and fitness routine, this will probably happen. You will get sore. So even though you shouldn't do like a full-blown workout in the same muscle group, you can still keep moving. Don't just decide you're not going to move and you're going to be completely sedentary because you're sore. Go for light walks just to loosen everything up. Walking is one of my favorite things to do, and it's a great thing to do and to incorporate into your daily activity anyways, but it's particularly great to do in between sessions when you're still just trying to keep moving and loosen up the muscles. Stretching is also really important. It helps improve your flexibility, it reduces your likelihood of injury, and it releases some tension. And along with stretching, foam rolling is an amazing thing to do to release muscle soreness. It's a myofascial release technique that eases tension and soreness. It increases blood flow, and because of that has the same kind of the same effect as stretching as far as increased range of motion and flexibility goes. So those are three good things that you can do just to kind of keep the muscles moving and to help reduce some of that soreness. We all overdo it sometimes, but the main takeaway here is that you do not have to be so sore you can't walk every time you work out to get the results you're looking for. It's going to be more harmful than helpful to be that sore. You cannot be sore at all from a workout the next day, and that doesn't mean you didn't get a good workout in. A little soreness is fine, but too much is not a good thing. You want to feel good, you want to feel energized after a workout, and that's the main takeaway that I want you to get out of this episode. And that is it for today's episode. As always, rate and subscribe if you're liking these episodes. You can follow me on Instagram as well at Health Talk Morgan if you want to see some home workout ideas and healthy recipes. I have lots of healthy desserts on there too. So if you're a dessert person like me, go ahead and check that out. Thanks, guys, and I hope you have an awesome day. I will talk to you all later.